Thank you and good morning. Last Thursday, the House of Representatives passed an amendment to the Veteran Affairs Appropriations Funding Bill authored by Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer, co-sponsored by other Democrats and Republicans from California, Colorado, Arizona, and Nevada. Currently, the VA prohibits the use of funding for medical marijuana research and prohibits qualified veterans from participating in state medical marijuana programs or studies. Blumenauer's amendment allows for treatment using medical marijuana and would also prevent the VA from prohibiting qualified vets from participating in local and state studies, effectively removing the ban. Supporters argue that medical marijuana can be an effective tool for medical treatment and pain management for veterans. A 3.0 earthquake was recorded approximately 16.5 miles southwest of Ferndale at just past 8 o'clock last night. The tremor was at a depth of 24 miles. There were no reports of any damage. The Eureka Police Department's Traffic Safety Division will kick off 2 weeks of enhanced seatbelt compliance enforcement with a click-it-or-ticket campaign. The enforcement period will cover the Memorial Day holiday, one of the busiest travel days on the calendar. The department will coordinate local efforts with a nationwide campaign, so make sure to use your seatbelts. Coast Guard Air Station Humboldt Bay will have a third helicopter and associated personnel for the next 5 years, as 16 Coast Guard members will call the North Coast home. The helicopter and crews were transferred to Humboldt from the Los Angeles station, which is being torn down and rebuilt. Other air units were assigned to San Francisco. Just over 1,400 Ferndale residents were left without power this morning due to a faulty connector. According to the PG&E power outage map, the outage occurred at just after 1 o'clock this morning, and PG&E crews have been on site since about 2:30. Full restoration is expected at the top of the hour, and there was also an outage in Myers Flat that affected some 350 customers due to an unknown cause. Power was restored to nearly all of those customers by about 4 o'clock this morning. A package of 8 new bills aimed at further regulating firearms and ammunition in the state of California has passed the legislature and heads to the governor's desk. Limits on 10-round magazines, increased registration and reporting requirements for gun and ammunition sellers, and the establishment of a gun violence research center at the University of California are all part of the package. One bill also reverts the theft of a firearm or the purchase of a stolen firearm, regardless of value, to a felony. The Humboldt State softball team came within one victory of their third Division II national championship in Denver on Saturday, but the Jacks lost back-to-back elimination games against North Alabama and fell in Game 3, 4-1. The Jacks rolled through the winner's bracket of the tournament to reach the national championship best-of-three series, and they took Game 1 on Friday afternoon over North Alabama, 8-5. The Jacks needed just one more win in 2 games on Saturday to clinch the crown, but lost the first game 10-1 before losing that deciding Game 3. The Jacks finished the season 54-8-1 with a regular season CCAA crown and as champions of the West Region. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dozens of Humboldt County elected officials, county employees, and representatives from local cities returned from a week of disaster preparedness training in Emmitsburg, Maryland last week. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie is all too familiar with disaster preparedness training. It's something his department regularly takes part in. But for city employees and department heads, as well as newly elected officials, the training is something new. Gillespie said that the goal is to get everyone working from the same playbook.
The county has its own emergency operations center. The city has its own emergency operations center. Humboldt Bay Fire interfaces in both. The main goal of this really is to get all of us on the same page, thinking the same way. Okay, if the big one happens, when the big one happens, we're all approaching it in the same method, depending on where the damage or where the issues are.
Gillespie also pointed out that residents need to be prepared as well, and that not only means disaster preparedness kits, but being prepared for the loss of digital communication.
Like the last major earthquake event that we had, cell phones were very hit and miss. We found that, well, the cell phone wouldn't work, In some cases, texting still did. We've got so many folks have gotten rid of a landline in their home, and it's purely cell phone. Well, when the cell phone goes down, quite often the landline was still working.
Disaster preparedness should be nothing new to people who live in an active earthquake area and tsunami zone, and who also must deal with severe storms and wildfires. The next big one is coming, and we need to be prepared when it does. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.